The Parsha of Emor primarily focuses on three different topics. Initially, the Torah introduces us to the halachas of Kohanim and that which relates to Kohanim and the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. Subsequently, the bulk of the Parsha is related to the Moadim, the Yomim Tovim. This Parsha is known as the Parsha of Moadim, and tragically, the Torah ends the Parsha of Emor with the episode of the Megadef, the one who was involved in blaspheming the Shem Hashem. What is the common core between these three elements, three striking major elements in the Parsha? And the answer, I believe, is embedded in the Parsha itself, known as Emor, the Lashon of Amira. In the very beginning, the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe, and then we have a list, the litany of halachas that relate to Kohanim. With reference to the Moadim, there is a comment of the Ramban. The Ramban notes that the Torah describes the Moadim as Mikroi Kodesh. There is a machlokes among the Rishonim how to translate the word Mikroi Kodesh. The simple pshat, the way the Targum translates, we're referring to Mikroi Kodesh, a particular time that has great significance. The focus of Mikroi Kodesh being on this man. The Ramban, however, translates Mikroi Kodesh, a holy day of convocation, where Klal Yisrael would gather together for one primary purpose, to say Shir B'Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to engage in Tefillah and Hallel and the Beis Knesses and the Shul. We're talking about the focus of their Avodah and Yom Tov being Amira, Amira of Shevach and Shir to Hashem. The Ramban, who in general held that Tefillah is the Rabbanan, apparently holds that tefillah on Yom Tov is Minat Torah. And that's the element of Amira found in Moadim. And finally, of course, Amira at the end of the Parsha, in the tragic episode of Megadef and Mekalel, the one who blasphemed the Shem Hashem. So what does one see from this? The Koach of Amira. The Targum comments, when Adam Harishon was created, that it was created in a distinctive way. Vayi Adam, says the Targum, when he was created, B'Tzelem Elokim, Hashem gave him Ruach Mimalala, the ability to express himself, the ability to articulate ideas, which of course represents the uniqueness of man over all the other segments of creation. Whether it's Domeim, Tzomeach Chai, man is a Medaber, is known as someone who's capable of articulating ideas and thoughts, the Logos, and that I believe is the lesson of Parshas Emor. One kid, through Amira, come to unbelievable heights and connect with Hashem. That's the Parsha of the Moadim. Chas v'shalom, one could do the reverse, and God forbid, be involved in an act of blasphemy, of Mekalel, and one could, through Amira, carry out the dictum of Hashem, as the Kohanim did, and mor v'yamarta, lahazik dola malaktanim. That's the commonality between the different segments of the Parsha, and no wonder that Chazal conferred upon the Parsha this nomenclature, the name of Emor.